Test 3.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Julie Wayne. You're listening to Wilderness Survival Corner. Today, we're talking about surviving a lightning storm. With us is Professor Andy Blank from the National Lightning Safety Institute.
Hello, Julie. It's great to be here. I'd like to begin by giving our listeners some alarming statistics. Did you know that according to the National Weather Service, there are 25 million lightning flashes every year in America? Each year, lightning kills about 58 people and injures about 300 in the United States alone.
Really? That is worrying. It's important to learn and understand lightning safety. What advice have you got for our listeners, Andy?
Well, you need to be able to tell how close the lightning is. The best way to do this is from the sound of thunder. If you can't count more than 30 seconds between seeing lightning and the sound of thunder that follows, you're in danger. This means that the lightning is less than 8 kilometers away. Hikers need to know that no place outside is safe when there is lightning in the area, so finding a closed shelter to sit out the storm is very important. If there is no shelter nearby, the second best thing to do is find protection in a car, with the windows rolled up.
Okay, but what can you do if you are actually caught in the middle of a lightning storm?
Rule number one, do not panic. Then, make sure you get away from places like open fields or mountaintops and never use a tree as shelter. Safe buildings are houses, schools, office buildings, and shopping centers, for example. Once inside a building, you should not have contact with electrical appliances or even telephones.
When people have nowhere to go, the first thing they often do is lie down flat on the ground. Is this safe?
Absolutely not. When lightning strikes the earth, it produces electrical currents in the ground that can be deadly up to 30 meters away. It's better to be as low as possible, but not flat on the ground. You should bend down low on your feet and also remember to protect your hearing by covering your ears to block out the thunder.
So, listeners, let's not take any risks. Keep an eye on the weather forecast before going on a hike. And remember to get to a shelter before the weather becomes dangerous. If you do get caught in a storm, run as quickly as you can to a safe shelter, but don't use a telephone to call for help. Well, Andy, thanks for joining us today. It was very informative.
You're welcome.